The Utes are in the NIT tonight, as are the Boise State Broncos, two teams that kind of have similar paths this year. Utah, 10 new faces, very low expectations preseason, ended up having a good year. Not a great year, but a good year, finishing fourth. Boise State kind of the same way. Not a lot of new faces, not a lot of expectations, and third place finish in the Mount West Conference. Bob Beeler calls the Broncos games, and he joins us here on the Bill Riley Show. How are you, Bob?
Doing good today, Bill. How about you?
I'm doing okay. You sound did I wake you up? You sound tired.
No. Okay. I'm on the bus coming over, so I'm a little bit quiet.
Okay, got you. You're going to shoot around today. Is that pretty fair to say there weren't a lot of expectations around the Mountain West about Boise this year?
No, they were picked in the middle of the pack, and I think based on what you described for the Utah Utes, I'd say that, you know, team that overachieved as far as what the prognosticators thought. It was a team that, you know, came together fairly quickly. A lot of new faces, only one player basically in the same role that they had last year, and that was Nick Duncan. And then some guys, you know, filled into, you know, starting roles and starring roles, and Chandler Hutchison and Paris Austin. As the season moved along, more and more players are being used. So this is a team that is better as a group than they are individually, in my opinion. And I think they've had a really good season. You know, third place in the Mountain West during the regular season. They led the conference for a lot of the year. And, you know, ran into a buzzsaw in San Diego State first round. You know, if they'd won that game, they wouldn't be sitting in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, hey, let's lace them up tonight, and maybe one of us will get to the Garden.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's something to play for sure. To be able to get to Madison Square Garden's not a bad thing. I said this at the beginning of the show, Bob, and I really believe this. I think the NIT is all about mindset. It's not about matchups 100%. And talent. It's about mindset. Some teams want to be there. Some teams don't want to be there. Utah's kind of known for a couple of weeks. It was going to have to go on an amazing run, maybe get to a Pac-12 championship game, maybe win it to get in there. I don't know what Boise's mindset has been, but Utah's kind of known that the NIT might be a destination for a couple of weeks. So I kind of feel like maybe they're mentally prepared for this. Was Boise holding out hopes for an NCAA tournament berth, or have they kind of known, too, that the NIT might be their destination?
Oh, I think that they were thrilled with an NIT. I mean, you know, Mount West was viewed most of the year as a one-bid league. So what that meant was, even if you won the regular season, you know, you probably aren't going to get in. So, you know, I think that everybody going down to Las Vegas last week realized that if you didn't win the conference tournament, the best-case scenario was the NIT, and the Mount West was fortunate. Colorado State, Fresno State, and Boise State all end up getting into the NIT. So, you know, I'll speak for this team. Traveling down yesterday by bus, going to their little shoot-around last night, this team is fired up. I think this team wants to make a run. So, you know, if you're looking at 32 teams in the NIT, I'll bet there's 10 of them that don't want to be here. They'd rather be at spring break, and, you know, their season has been cashed in. But I don't think this is one of them. I think this is a team that, you know, If they're fortunate enough to get by Utah tonight, you'd like to see, you know, a nice run in this thing.
It's been a couple of years since the Utes and the Bronx have played, but I remember early on in the Leon Rice days, he seems to be a guy that likes to get the ball up and down the court, and I'm looking at the stats mm-hmm. again, and it looks like up-tempo is kind of the philosophy still. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure. Try to shoot the three. Good passing, move the ball. The defense this year on the perimeter especially has been better. You know, sub people in kind of quickly, you know, keep a lot of fresh bodies on the floor. You know, again, if this team shoots the ball pretty well, they're pretty tough to beat. I mean, they've got some guys who can hit it from three. Austin and Hutchison take it to the basket pretty well. You know, the one thing they don't have is they don't have, you know, looking at some of your guys that are 6'10 and kind of beefy, they don't have somebody that looks like that. They've got a couple of tall centers, but none of them have a lot of girth to them inside.
Bob Beeler's our guest here on the Bill Riley Show, play-by-play voice of the Boise State Broncos, who will be in town to see the Utes tonight in the opening round of the NIT. Every team seems to have a barometer guy, Bob, where if that guy gets off to a good start or heats up early or is dialed in either end of the floor, it's usually a pretty good sign for that team. For me, the barometer guy for Utah is Lorenzo Bonham, the point guard. When he kind of gets things going and gets in the flow early, it tends to be pretty good day for Utah. Who's the barometer guy for the Broncos?
I think it's Chandler Hutchison. I mean, he's a guy that's been in double figures all three games. The three games he didn't get in the double figures, the offense struggle. He's a guy that carried them all season. He's the guy that can really do it all. He can score in a lot of different ways. I think a guy that has had just a tremendous season and being all conference first team for the Mountain West this year, you know, kind of as far as the, you know, the voting public and the coaches probably came a little bit out of nowhere. He was a backup as a freshman and as a sophomore. But, you know, I really like Boise State when he can get into the flow of things, especially early in the game in the first half, you know, keeps Boise State in it. He's the guy that, you know, has been the bell cow most of the season. And then you've got some guys that shoot the three pretty well, guys like Reed and Duncan, that, you know, if Boise State's getting the ball inside, doing some things to the basket, boy, it really opens up things for those two seniors to shoot the three. And, you know, I'd put them maybe behind him. And then Paris Austin, as the season has come along, has been able to take it to the basket. Very good on mid-range jumpers. But I'd have to say Chandler if you're asking me for one.
What's going on with the Mountain West? I mean, traditionally when Utah and BYU were in that Mountain West conference, it was a 3- and sometimes 4-bid league, and this year it's a 1-bid league, and it just doesn't seem like the last couple of years necessarily it's been what it was maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Was it just a down year, or was the Mountain West having some issues?
I think there's a lot of young talent in this league right now, and I think that the biggest thing is when you play non-conference games, you have to win them. In the last 2 years, the Mountain West did not fare well in non-conference games. It's a league that's pretty balanced. I think that, Bill, that the league at the bottom is better than the league has been in quite some time at the bottom, but I don't think the teams at the top are quite as good. So I think that the teams have a tendency to knock each other off in conference play. And when you look at, you know, you don't have teams that go out there and knock a lot of top 25 teams off. I mean, the best non-conference win of the season belongs to Boise State. They beat SMU, I think it was by 10 or 12 in late November, and was one of 4 losses for SMU. But the conference just hasn't, in the last 2 seasons, had a lot of signature wins, as they've been 1-bid leagues the last 2 years. But you go back a couple years before that, when they had 5, I mean, teams were winning games in non-conference, and I think that's the biggest difference. San Diego State was a little bit down this year, New Mexico quite a bit down, and Vegas has fallen off the face of the earth. So if you have, you know, New Mexico, San Diego, and UNLV not as good as they've been, those are the teams at the top of the conference that have to be good, and they really weren't.
I know Utah would like to look at this tournament as kind of a springboard toward next year. Just about everybody save Bonham will be back for Utah. There's a shot that Kuzma might leave early, but he'd have to get the right draft projection to do that. Is Boise kind of looking at the same thing? Most of the guys back looking at this as a springboard for next year?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of freshmen have gained playing time as the year's gone along. And just 2 seniors, Reed and Duncan, I mean, those guys will be missed. But, I mean, everybody in the country misses a couple of seniors. I mean, that's just the way it is. But, yeah, I think this team is definitely looking forward to it. They took a foreign trip at the beginning of the year to Costa Rica, and I think that really helped this young team a lot, you know, to be ready maybe a little earlier than they would have. But, no, I think this is a team that, you know, you look at what Nevada did last year. They won the CBI. And then ended up winning the Mountain West and winning the Mountain West tournament. So I think, yeah, I think they're looking at, you know, there's something about playing in tournament games that I think helps game action. That maybe, you know, a one-and-done situation, you're on the road against a Pac-12 team. You know, win or lose tonight, I think this is going to be a good experience for Boise State and certainly help when you look to next year.
Hey, thanks for jumping on. Sorry about grabbing you on the team bus, but I'll see you, Abe, tonight at the arena, and we'll have a little fun.
Look forward to it, Bill, and I think, you know, it'd be nice to get this back as a non-conference game. I love close non-conference games. You don't have to traipse halfway across the country to play somebody good, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Bob Beeler.